It's dinner time in Jatinga, a village in northeastern India. You sit down to relax, taking in the region's famous scenic hills. The sun is setting fully behind them. And then, out of nowhere, a bird comes hurtling down towards you, practically falling out of the sky. The next day, another comes fluttering down, and then another. It's like the Hitchcock movie, but it's real. And it's happening right over your head. I'm Dylan Thuris, and this is Atlas Obscura, a guide to the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, we're going to Jatinga, home to one of the world's oldest and greatest ornithological mysteries, the Jatinga bird suicides. What is bringing these birds cascading down out of the sky and into this village? We'll find out after this. If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A bunch of birds seemingly forgetting how to fly, just sputtering downward in alarming numbers. It's the kind of thing that could have easily remained a mystery. Sure, most of us might notice when a bunch of birds are acting strangely, but it takes someone special to really see and understand the bird, to figure out what's really causing the behavior. Someone like Dr. Anwaruddin Chowdhury.
My name is Dr. Anwaruddin Chowdhury. I'm a retired government official. I was in civil service, and I was involved in ornithological research as well as research on primates and other mammals in Northeast India for the last more than three decades.
Dr. Chowdhury loves birds. He always has, ever since he was a kid. And he's from Assam, the state in Northeast India that Jatinga is part of. So it's almost like it was meant to be, like he was destined to investigate this particular peculiar question. Why? During monsoon season, between August and October, between 6 and 9 p.m., would birds come hurtling down by the dozens? I haven't met Dr. Chowdhury in person, but there's something I love about imagining him at work. This avian Sherlock Holmes, this Don Quixote figure chasing after birds to understand why they're flying to their deaths in Jatinga.
I started visiting Jatinga since 70s. The bird phenomena, you know, as the local saying goes, it started long back. The area was inhabited by Naga tribes.
It's not just something that the village residents experienced with their own eyes. It was also the stuff of legend, part of the local lore that was handed down between generations.
Then they suddenly found that a lot of birds started flying towards them at night. They thought it as a bad omen and they, in fact, abandoned the village. They left the area.
Think about that. The descent of the birds was so intense, so overwhelming, that it cleared out the village's previous population. The people of Jatinga couldn't live with it. Maybe because it was inconvenient, or maybe it was just the really ominous vibe. Regardless, Jatinga remained abandoned for a long time until a new population resettled it in 1905. We don't know why these people came. Perhaps they were just taking advantage of the available land. But once they settled and experienced their first monsoon season, something really fascinating happened. A new story emerged.
So they also experienced similar phenomena. But instead of taking it as a bad omen, they thought that it is a godsend gift. So they started killing by hitting the birds with bamboo poles. And the phenomena started since then.
Jatinga's new inhabitants saw the same falling birds as the very reason to stay. To them, it was anything but a frightful or ominous omen. It was an offering. It was free food, a gift from the gods. It was, as they say, a bird in the hand. A new narrative took hold that the birds were wheeling themselves out of the sky, handing themselves over to the villagers. People started referring to the phenomenon as the Jatinga bird suicides. And this made for an incredibly compelling mystery. It brought the area publicity and tourism. But the real reasons behind these bird accidents were always more complicated than that. So Dr. Chaudhary got down to work and studied the situation. He was going to find out what was really going through these birds' heads.
During the study, we found that, you know, the location of Jatinga is like somewhat a gap. From the mountains of Meghalaya, that is the Garo Hills, up to the Myanmar border, in the entire area, Jatinga is the lowest point, just about 600 meter elevation. And towards east, the Boreal Range rises more than 1,500 meter elevation. In fact, highest point of Boreal within Assam is about 1,900 meter.
So let's just go over that real quick. The area surrounding Jatinga is at a pretty high elevation. Some of it reaches more than a mile high, but Jatinga itself has one of the lowest elevations in the entire area. So what Dr. Chaudhary is describing here is this incredible drop in elevation that happens in Jatinga. Birds start to fly down, but because of this huge drop in elevation, they kind of just keep going downward.
And they are disturbed by high velocity wind at a time when there was heavy fog.
And that gap between spots with higher elevation allows for heavy wind and fog to set in. And it creates a funnel, drawing the birds down towards the lights of Jatinga.
So birds come for refuge towards light, the sources of light, in fact. And in the process, they hit walls, houses, and they are also hit with bamboo poles by villagers. So in the process, they get injured or they die.
In other words, it's not a death wish at all, but more of a bird GPS error.
But over the years, you know, during my study also, we found that the saying called the birds committing suicide is not the correct one.
Luckily for Dr. Chaudhary and bird lovers everywhere, this problem has become a lot less severe over time, mostly because researchers and officials like him have shared their findings with the residents of Jatinga.
You see, there was a time few thousands used to be get killed, few hundred almost every day. But now the things have changed quite a lot. Villagers have become aware.
And it's not just increased awareness that has brought the numbers down. It's also a changing local ecology.
And because of an increase in the village community, the population, and degradation of habitat in the surrounding areas, the number of birds have come down.
For better or worse, as the human population has increased, the habitat has become less inviting to the birds. And that, as much as anything else, explains the decline in bird deaths that Dr. Chaudhary has seen with his own eyes.
In the 90s, I found that 50s, 60s was the peak collection by a single person in a day. Now it could be a handful, one or two or three, if at all it is done. Now, of course, it mostly is not done. Some might do secretly, but very small number.
There is so much to learn from Jatinga. There's the interplay between science and mythology, the possibility for different people to view the same issue in completely opposing lights, and proof of what a determined researcher can solve when they care about it enough. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. This episode was reported by
Matthew Taub.
Our production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Sarah Wyman,
Dylan Thuris,
John Delore,
Peter Clowney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
And I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. Talk to you soon.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
Did you know that more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted from foster care? Ellie was one of them. When she was placed in foster care at 16 after experiencing significant abuse, she felt unlovable. Thankfully, Ellie was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Today, she's planning on college and has a bright future. But more than 20,000 teens age out of care every year. You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, a thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.